Still, we pray, Heavenly Father, we're very happy to know that we're just not singing, but it's actually a prayer unto you of communication and respect of your presence, knowing that you are here. And we know that one day it's going to be such a reality that this will not, though it might fade in a way, it won't fade because it is word piled on word, reality piled on reality. Coming closer and closer, it will just be a completer and perfect realization of the revelation which has been given us. We are very grateful for that. We ask you to be with us in the study of your word. May it be far-reaching down to the very depths of our souls. May it be spirit-shaking, O God, so that we are more in line with you. We know there has to come this hour, and we're longing for it. We realize that much comes with it, but because of the grace and because of reality, we believe, Lord, we have been positioned by you and strengthened with might and inner man to cope with all the other things now. Since we believe that, Lord, and we're calling upon you for the help we need at this moment, we believe you've already answered us, and we take this now as a special privilege from you that we have this petition, that we're part of this word, and also that part of the overcoming which comes with it. We give thee glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, you could just switch the tape off a second. And now, I'm going to do something which I haven't done previously on a Sunday, as much as I'm going to do it for at least two Sundays now, which is this and next Sunday, which we're going to go into reading a Brother Branham's message, and we're back to the rapture. I cannot get away from it. There's no way. Now, first of all, on page 6, Brother Branham said, I want to speak on the subject of the rapture. What is the subject you're going to speak on? Say it.
Rapture.
Then everything he says is about what?
Rapture.
So the subject is rapture, right?
Amen.
All right. When we started this a while ago on the Wednesday night services, you'll notice that I brought the attention mind. It is a revelation. And it is a revelation of the hour, so therefore no previous hour understood the revelation. Is that right?
Amen.
So therefore any thoughts you and I had on the revelation of the rapture were what? Wrong. So therefore Brother Branham said, get rid of your thinking. Is that what he said? Get rid of your thoughts. You don't have any thoughts on the rapture. If you do, they're manure head thoughts. Right? Your thoughts are wrong thoughts. My thoughts are wrong thoughts. It was constantly the idea, look, your thinking is wrong. Get your thinking lined up. Don't think anymore the way you used to. Listen to Brother Branham. Those are the thoughts. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. For the next two meetings, it'll be subject, subject, subject. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Keep in mind what the subject is. I am not going to be talking about a horse then without any reason switch to a motor car. I'll not be talking about a motor car and weaving an airplane. It's going to be rapture, rapture, rapture. Do you understand? What is a rapture? A catching up. You understand what I'm saying? Not mad at you. Just getting right down to business because we're not fooling. All right. The subject is the rapture. Not horse and buggy Pentecost. Not your thinking. But this is the thinking, the subject, rapture. Now, he said, I believe there'll be a rapture. All Christians believe that. Anybody who doesn't believe is not a Christian. Sorry about that, but that's it. Well, you say, what about it? Where are you going to place that catching up? Before the tribulation, after the tribulation, before the millennium, after the millennium. I don't care where you put it. There's a catching up. It is Bible doctrine concerning the witness to Christ. Everybody's a Christian, believes in a rapture of some sort. Now, if they don't, well, they might not be Hindus, but they might as well be. Now, to read for a background. For what? A background. For what? Thank you. Very good. All right, a background is a setting that complements and enlarges the understanding of the subject to be presented. So he said, I'm going to start a background here that if you listen, you will know that what I am going to deal with from this background lines with this. All right. Psalm 27, 1 to 5. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Something about the Lord, and the Lord's the light and the salvation. In whom shall I fear? The disappearance of fear. The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Well, there's something to be afraid of, but God becomes a strength. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. That's what it says. And the rapture brings us something, causes men to stumble, they'll fall, but we won't. Though the host should encamp about me, my heart shall not fear. Brother Brand said he had no fear. Though war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Now this is the attitude. That I will seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to require, it's actually inquire in his temple. All right? We know the body is the bride. To be a part of the bride, to worship as a part of the bride, to behold him. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion. There is going to be a refuge at this time. And in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Now that's a mystery. That could be the mystical union of the bride and the tabernacle. He shall set me upon a rock, the rock of Revelation. Now he said, this is the background, which indeed is the root of 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And reading it at chapter 5. So we read it. But I would not have you ignorant concerning them which are asleep, my brethren, that you sore or not, or be troubled, even as others that have no hope. In other words, you don't get to be in trouble. You don't get to that Jacob's trouble, that time of sores, the great tribulation, as others that don't have this hope that we're talking about. Now there's a certain hope or expectation that lies in the rapture, which is the spirit of the Lord's day, which is something that you get imbued with. All right. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, the basic premise of all Christianity, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, God has to bring forth with Jesus, the same as he brought him forth out of the grave. Uncorruptible. For this we stand by the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. This is the scripture. This is the affirmative expression. That we which are alive and remain under the presence of the Lord shall not take a preeminence over them which are asleep. We'll go into that later on. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So we escape the trouble, having entered into a previous rest of hope and expectation, wherefore comfort one another with these words. This will be the same as Malachi 3. Them that feared the Lord and thought often upon his name spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened. The bride has a language. See? She talks different from others. She talks truth. See? But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write you. Now he says, in this are times and seasons. The epical season. Where you're moving into something. So therefore, within this, there are periods of progression. I am being fought on that. Listen to me. I'm prepared to die for it. Amen. We're in a progression now. You have been caught up into something wherein you will be caught up. And the Lord does all three. Look, I can sit right here, and I don't read your minds, but I know you. And I know where previous influences have come from. You don't have to believe this. The less that believe it, the better. Because then I'm more sure I'm right. Not trying to hurt you. I want you to know one thing. I'm not fooling. You'll know later on why. I'm a monkey's uncle, one of the two. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Now you will find that Brother Branham hit that the rapture. You hear what I said? I'll take you to it. It's right here. Page 238 on the third seal. For when they shall say peace and safety, come sudden destruction upon them as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. They're being birthed into something. Bringing forth a human, which is the devil. Don't be nervous. I'm not. Excited, yes. But not too nervous, and they shall not escape. You believe what you want. Ye brethren, and out of darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. He says it twice. The day that brings forth the Antichrist in vengeance is not your day. You get out of here like a thief. Ye are the children of light. Why? They know something. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Kidding? What's to forgive? Once you've been told something, then you disobey. You're the one that needs forgiveness. See, you're so alarmist. I'll find them alarmist. You see, you aggrandize it, aggravate your condition. That's what they told me, but they're the ones that threw the knife at me. Don't give me that hogwash. I wasn't born yesterday. You might have been, but I wasn't. You're the children of light, not the children of the day. We're not of night or darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. A little falling hands, a little slumbering, and goes down the ring. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunk are drunk in the night. It's not that we're not drunk. We've got a different wine. A wine of stimulation, a revelation. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, for in helmet the hope of salvation, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our light and our salvation. If he's a light, then he is our salvation. If a light has come, salvation has come. Yet people try to talk about a salvation apart from light. Hogwash. To obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort one another together. Comfort yourselves together. Edify one another, even as you also do. In other words, there is an edification in talking this message. There is no edification anywhere else. If you want to get built up, never mind what the neighbors are doing, or out there in the world church, or anybody else. Here's the one place where edification is. All right, that's the background. Now today, speaking on this subject. What subject?
Rapture.
Is this part of the rapture, Psalm 27?
Yes.
Fine, thank you. That's good. Now, speaking on this subject, the rapture. And now, some of you may differ from the avenues that I take. Now, he said, you're going to be different from what I'm going to tell you. They said, you're wrong. I don't care what you believe about the rapture. Post-trib, pre-trib, pre-millennium, post-millennium. This thing, that thing, the other. I don't care what you believe. You're wrong. Because you differ. How many here believes the Bible teaches there'll be a rapture of the church? Yes, that's right. A catching away of the church. What is a rapture? A catching away of the church. And Brother Branham differs on it from everybody else. The only man that's not of a reprobate mind. We saw that in the third Exodus. Everybody else's heads are full of vomit and manure. Don't worry, they don't like that one. Now, whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, whoever you are, Pentecostal, there will be a catching away. In other words, it doesn't matter what your church believes, there's going to be rapture the way I tell it. Okay? Now, he's different. Absolutely. All right? And I think that in speaking, speaking what? Concerning the subject of rapture, which you will differ from me. And I don't care what you believe. You're wrong, I'm right. Because I just don't get up here to say something that I think would please the people. Well, he's telling you, you're not going to be happy with what I say. Yeah. And we'll show you in a few minutes who are going to be saying what. And I told you I sat there when he said what the shout was. And I said within my soul and my heart, Brother Branham, I've heard you say a lot of funny things, but this is the queerest of all. I can't go along with it. Suddenly something in me against my will said, but when was he ever wrong? And I said, that's right. He's right. Praise God. The rapturism. Shout the message. I don't care what anybody else said the shout was. I don't know how many theologians. I don't know how many smart brains. I don't care. And we tell if William Branham's wrong, I'm wrong. And if he's right, I'm right. And I'll throw my lot with it. And I have thrown my lot with it. Now, he said, I'm not going to please you. He said, get up and say something just would please the people. I've never been guilty of that. You better believe that. He hit him hard with a 4x4. I want to get up here and say something as I feel led to say it. Otherwise, he ain't going to say it. That I think would be a help to you. Something that would further your experience with God if you are a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, make you so ashamed of yourself, you'll become a Christian. Now, of course, that's impossible. Unless the person has seed. All Brother Branham could do is throw seed out in water. There wasn't something in there to get it, forget it. And that's the purpose I've always tried to line up my thoughts as the Lord would lead me. Now, we are warned, as in the doctrine of this, the doctrine of what? Thank you. In this last day will be storm. Now, what are they going to do about the doctrine of the rapture in this message? They're going to what? Thank you, that's good. They're going to scorn it. Now, don't fail to see that. That the scoffers in 2 Peter 3 have to do with Psalm 27. The secret of the rapture, which is God sending His power into the church to raise the dead and get us out of here. Let's find out. I don't care what anybody else says. I say, Brother Vail, you teach it wrong. Well, fine, I'm wrong. Praise God, I'm wrong. I'm going to go to hell screaming glory. I'm sorry. There's no way I can change. Now, as I cease not to make mention of you my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, verse 17, may give unto you the revelation and knowledge Himself, given the spirit of wisdom, and revelation of the knowledge of Himself. And Brother Branham said the spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. In other words, no man can do it. The Holy Spirit comes himself, and He Himself gives the revelation. William Branham didn't. And there is no revelation that is word revelation until that spirit comes and that spirit gives it, and the spirit had better be identified. Because in the end time, they're so close, only the very elected will not be deceived. We'll hit that little while. Don't worry, I'm coming to it. Maybe not this morning. It's going to be a long, drawn-out season on this. So I'm going to take my time. Bringing the church in and revealing what day we're living in. The day of the rapture. The day of the resurrection. And it takes a revelation of the Holy Ghost Himself giving it a spot today in the hour. Amen. And if He doesn't do it, that's not today. That's not the event. Just the same as Gabriel came to Daniel. Daniel 8:16. The Holy Spirit comes to the church in the last days to reveal these great deep secret things. All right. He comes in.
in order the eyes of the heart might be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. That's the living bride. Changed when the dead come out of the ground, and they're taken up in a rapture. Now, he says this doctrine is going to be scorned. Now, let's read it just a minute, 2 Peter. Let's see if it's not right what I'm saying about the scorning of it. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lusts. In other words, they build everything upon what they want it to be. Not what God says it's going to be, but what they want it to be. And saying, where is the promise of His coming since the fathers fell asleep? Now what is He placing this? Rapture. The subject is the rapture. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. All right. That is, just go along with salvation and baptism with the Holy Ghost. And one day with nothing else that is needed, nothing else is to take place. Suddenly they will come out of the ground. Suddenly we'll be changed. Hogwash! That's a lie from the pit of hell. Things will not simply go along. Because the baptism with the Holy Ghost peters out. Something's going to happen. A corner's going to be turned. But they're saying, oh, who needs this? Who needs that? Who needs Elijah? Who needs the present? Who needs this? Well, shut up and say you believe in William Branham, the prophet. You're a liar and the truth isn't in you. Riding on his coattails, but you're riding to hell. Because the coattails of William Branham don't make the rapture. William Branham makes the rapture. Coattails get sawed off. Yep. Scoffing. That's what they're doing. Now, they said, who needs anything? Let's find these scoffers. Before we talk too much about them, going into what Brother Branham said, Revelation, the 3rd chapter, unto the messenger of the church, the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Tell them about these scoffers, Brother Branham. I know your works. You're neither hot nor cold. You sit on a fence, try to jump on either side at the right time. How many people in the Branham message try that? That's where I got in my fight with preachers. Church of the revolving door. I simply walked out. Take your stand, put up or shut up. The pressure's not even on yet. Fact. Because you say, I'm rich in Christ with goods and have need of nothing, and know not you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They're scoffers. Why? Because the truth is, you're poor, wretched, miserable, blind, and you say, hogwash, you got it all. Yeah. Why, they say the path of righteous shining more and more to the perfect day. We've walked in the light, we're in the light. I remember Pentecost years ago when I was 21, 22 years old, not that, 20 years of age, 21. They said, listen, our fathers came out of these churches because there was light. Let us not turn down future light. And they turned it right down. Oh, they said, that's it, everything continues fine. The Lutheran said, everything continues fine, forget it. The Catholic said the same thing. Wesley said the same thing. Continue. Everything's fine. Now Pentecost said, everything's fine. Keep going on. They're liars. Further light. And this time of truth revealed. And scoffers come against it. They come against the truth of the rapture as enunciated by William Branham. Maybe not by me. I could be teaching it wrong. I admit it. I could be fooled. I could be fooling you. But I'm honestly fooled. And you're honestly fooled. And we're not scoffers. We're doing our dead level best to be least of the scoffers. But they're fighting. There's somebody's got to fight this thing. Well, they said everything's just fine. Whereby the, for this they're willingly ignorant of. Now this they are willingly ignorant of. That is by the word of God, the heavens were of old. And the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the world that was then being overflowed of the water perished. Now he's telling you something. Judgment has to come. And the judgment evidently has to come because of the betrayal of the doctrine of the rapture. I'm sorry about that, but that's where it lies. Otherwise, why'd the prophet say this? Look, I can't have a house in Cleveland at the same time I've got one in Cincinnati. In other words, don't you dare, as the prophet said, wrest the scripture and take a thing out of context. And he's not taking this out of context. Somebody else is. I don't care what anybody says. Scoffers. Now we see the reason this subject is so latent. In other words, there's two ways you could take this. It's made light of, or at this hour, we've got the light on it. And both are true. Because at the hour we've got the light on it, people make light of it. See? Alright. Because the prophet, that prophet here has said, in his last days, these scoffers would come and say these things. Okay. Now watch. These scoffers would come and say these things. Where's the promise? What do you mean? This thing. You're talking about something that has to take place that's going to trigger this. When all the while it's just going on. See, that's not so. Okay? Now, see, it's predicted. Say these things. It's predicted. The reason the people, now who are the people? The scoffers are acting today the way they're acting. Now, he's going to tell you something. Now see the reason this subject is so latent, which could be both ways, is because that the prophet here has said, in the last days these scoffers would come saying these things, all things continue. We got it made. Who needs anything? See? It's predicted. In other words, predestinated into manifestation according to what was said and resolved in heaven. Now it's got to be. The reason the people are acting this way today is the way they're acting, scoffing. See? There is a spirit released that brings three responses. One, from the elect. Two, from non-elect. And three, from the reprobate. Three classes. One man will walk away, you say. The next guy will stick around. And he'll play with it to destroy. Believer, make believer, unbeliever. And there's a spirit released. See? Now, remember. Now the reason this subject, rapture, is a target for the true light, always looking at it, not getting the true light. The prophet said there'd be scoffers. So therefore, when you use the word lightened, it really makes make light of. And the scoffers make light. It's predicted. Now, the rapture becomes a subject of derision. God help us. The rapture is a subject of derision. We've got to watch our spirits. Okay? In the last days, they'd be heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, over the rapture. You mean just over a doctrine? Ha! The Lord himself shall descend. False accusers. You think I haven't been lied about? I'll get you the tape and prove it. I don't know why my good buddies never send the tape. They know it's on there. Where my name is mentioned, lies told about me. Bob Brown came out clean. He told me flat I was lied about in Europe. Why? Why am I worth to be lied about? Well, I want to know. You don't have to lie, Bob. You just follow me around a while and you'll find that I betray myself every moment of the day. You don't have to lie. You can find out the goodies. Incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness, and denying the power thereof, from such turn away. What power? The power sent into the church by grace. Ephesians 1:19. That spirit. Now listen. Let's look at it. These are scoffers. Now watch. Denying this power in the church, from such turn away. Two men from Africa came over here trying to get me to kiss certain people's feet. Oh, I'm not supposed to fight. I'm not supposed to tell the truth. They lie. Yes, they lie. I'm not kidding you, brother and sister. I'll let this tape go any Supreme Court in America. You bet your sweet life. I got a house here and furniture worth over $100,000. I'll mortgage you $50,000. Meet anybody in. You know my bluff here. Don't ever bluff me. Don't ever call it. I'll raise $50,000 in mortgage. I'll go to Supreme Court. Don't you think I'm lying? I lied about you. I'll call any man's bluff. And I'm not mad. Just state the fact. I'll call his bluff. From such turn away. When did light have fellowship with darkness? You say, what if you're wrong? I'll take my chance on it. They took theirs. For the whole thing, my brother, sister, is a matter of revelation. Whether you've got it or not. And then it goes from there. Because if you've got the right revelation, you've got the right spirit. And they're two spirits. And they're so close, only the very elect does not get deceived by what is Satan and by what is God. We'll get to that. Don't worry. Keep all these things in mind, because we're going right down the path this morning. I don't care. We'll be out of here by 1 o'clock. I'll quit way before my books. Here's what it looks like. haven't got one-third through yet on one little bit here. 20 pages to go. All right. Now listen. From such turn away. Can we look for an impersonation of truth, said Brother Branham. Certainly. Then where is the derision? Against the truth, not against the catching away. But the truth of the catching away. An impersonation. What is an impersonation of truth? The devil's lie, creeds, and dogmas. So are you a manure head this morning? Head full of vomit? Do you know anything but the fact of rapture? As Brother Branham said, he descends. Jesus does all three in descending, and the shout is the message, and the voice is the resurrection, and the trumpet is the catching to the marriage supper, the wedding supper, and he does all three in descending. Is that a progression, or isn't it? I'd like to know. I'd like to be put right if I'm wrong. I'd have a lot of apologizing to do, but gee, Winnikers, if apology's not half as bad as burning. A red face is not half as bad as getting your hands and feet burned off. Now listen, talking about the rapture, the subject hasn't changed. Now he illustrates. And he illustrates with the Alpha that goes to the Omega. You follow me? All right. If there's an Alpha and Omega principle, oh, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Look, you wouldn't give me the right answer anyway. It's not because you don't know it, because you wouldn't know what might want my answer to be. If you've got an Alpha and Omega, you don't worry what's in the middle. That is merely illustration. Shadows of shadows. But when you've got an Alpha, you've got the demonstrable, proven fact, of which the Omega must take the same channels. When Moses went down to Egypt, talking about the rapture. To deliver, talking about the rapture. The children of Israel, talking about the bride. With only a stick in his hand. for vindication. Then somebody's got to have something in his hand for vindication. Or else it's not an angel. Or say, Brother Bale, I don't go for that. Then go someplace else. You'll be the prophet. You're a gas bag. I can tell you what kind, too. Methane. Methane comes from manure. Right? Manure head. Breathe out the mouth. Set it on fire. You singe your lips. You got nothing to do with that nonsense. The greatest battle ever fought in the mind. Shall I do it? Shall I not? Shall I breathe? Shall I not? Will I want it? Will I want it? Will I want it? Something like Alice in Wonderland. Would not, could not, would not, could not, could not join the dance. Or would not join the dance? The head sitting on a fence. That's why your neck's a pivot. The great chiropractor came down and got the neck in a proper swivel. But nobody wants it. To brag the pain of the neck to God. Not now. You got her straightened out. So Moses, Alpha of the rapture, went down to Egypt to deliver the Alpha type of the rapture, the children of Israel type of the bride, with only a stick in his hand for vindication, with the God of heaven behind him. God and man! Alpha and Omega. Moses didn't take him in. God took him in. William Branham doesn't take us in. God takes us in. This is the Alpha the Omega. Then he says, there come the impersonators behind him doing the same thing. Matthew 24. The third verse, you don't have to change church. Just listen to me and don't worry about your Bibles. I'll take care of your Bibles for you. It's on the tapes here. And he said, what will be the sign of thy presence? And he said, I'll tell you the sign of my presence. Many shall come in my name. False Christ, false prophets, the same thing. Do great signs and wonders inasmuch, if it were possible, thank God it's not the very elected, not just the elected, but the very elected. Those that don't die. Those that are raptured. Shall no, they'll all but them will be deceived. For as lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so shall also the presence of the Son of Man be coming as a light to gather the bride, the presence of God. Okay? Now, let's watch a little further. There comes these impersonators. Pretenders is the word. Imitators is the word. Now they come second after he did it first. That's the Alpha. After Moses came Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they rose up from the very ranks which he was in. Yeah. Dove and Crow sits on the same roof. I don't know who's on whose roof, and I'm not making any differentiation. I'm just telling you the truth. Then they come around because they were copying, imitating, after what he did, impersonating the original. What was the original? Vindicated authority. And the vindicated authority led to the word. That's what it's all about. And then they got some authority and they said, now listen, we don't care what Moses said, bless God. We're in this thing too, and you listen to us. And that's the one time Moses lost his cool. Before, no matter what they did, they could go out there and commit adultery, blaspheme the name of God by open sex. Yeah. Filth. And Moses said, tut, tut, now, Lord, stand back. He said, don't destroy him. And God said, okay, at this time I won't. I'll get him down further down the road. And he did. But this time when they came against Moses, who was the Word of God made flesh, he said, God, if these men die the common death, then you never sent me. How come he got mad? because everything depended on it. If he was fooled, then where was he? If William Branham was fooled, never mind us. We can say, "There, you swine, look what you did. You got us in this thing." And what's he going to say? I didn't mean to. Oh, no. There'll be no place to hide, because I'll be there. Moses is running scared like William Branham. That's why John the Baptist said, "Were you really the one?" And Paul said, "Did I really preach the truth?" And William Branham said, "I've got to find out. I've got to find out. I'm satisfied we found out." William Branham was just a man. Fine man. But he was a Branham. That tells you a lot right there. Except for God. Study about the Branhams. You'll find out what he would have been. The only defense he had, Lord, he hadn't committed adultery at that point. He hadn't. What about down the road? God hadn't had his hand on him. If that's all you got to offer to God, "I haven't smoked," go out there and do something. You might as well. You've gone to hell anyway. You're guilty. You're guilty. It's either go there in perfection, which you've got to borrow, rent, buy, or steal. It's out. So he was a goner too. Now he's got all this cow pounded on him. He's got all us in his back, because he said, "If I'm wrong, I'll stand for all of you." Moses was the same way. Now he said, "God, if these men die common death," he said, "the chips are down." He said, "The chips are down." And you know what happened? Brother Branham didn't die a common death. And now they see, so there, his judgment fell upon him. Oh, beautiful, like they said upon Jesus, so there, the malefactor died. Oh, lovely love. I love the way he's got everybody fooled but a bride. He said, "What if you're fooled?" Well, hallelujah, bless God, he can fool me too. Of course, that's an easy one. Or is it? Oh, yeah, now he said they come around second after he did it. Imitating the original. We find that. And now you say, "Well, that was in Moses' day." But the same scripture for the Alpha says they'll come again in the last days for the Omega. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so these men of reprobate minds concerning the truth of the rapture. Because what's he talking about? What truth? Rapture. Or you say, "Brother Bale, I think he's talking about many things." Well, you think he is, that's fine. So there you are again. I'm to give a dissertation upon the organ, and I say the organ is a fine instrument, and I turn and talk about the piano. You say, "Well, he's not very smart." Then don't accuse the prophet of being a dumb idiot. He's got more shrewd than I got. I don't have the Holy Ghost got me in a pipe. William Branham was in a pipe. A lot of people are in a pipe. They're in a pipe dream. The meanderings of their own goose pimples. Because they felt something. There's something supposed to be in place. Fap on your feeling. Adultery is the best feeling I think there is. Illicit bread, but it turns to gravel. Your creeds and your dogmas are adultery. They follow their lusts. You follow what I'm saying? Should I write it out? Fornication's a type of idolatry. Adultery's a type of the bride philandering to somebody else when she belongs to a certain man, and we've all been in our adulteries and our idolatries, which are false doctrines and understandings of God. Right. Reprobate mind. William, though you think it may line up, it can't line up if you're off on this one. Sorry about that. Because God does not add a pig ear to a sheep or a sow lip to a sheep or the dog's tail, letting you know what's wagging behind, even the tail. And notice how they like to cut the sheep's tail off. Oh, yeah, they'd cut his head off, they could get wool. Say defeat. Come on, let's get down where the nitty-gritty is, brother, sister. All right. Moses, Alpha. So will these men of reprobate minds concerning the truth of the next Exodus, the rapture. See, impersonations, all kinds of things to upset the people, they don't deny the rapture, brother, sister. They just give you a teenet for it. And the people get vexed. And when you get vexed, you get mad, because that's what vexation is. You're irked.
So we're irked by the irkers.
Reprobates. Reprobate mind has to do with the scoffers who reprobate the understanding of the rapture. And those who reprobate the understanding of the rapture by creeds and dogmas are reprobate minds, because he's not talking about the gray matter. He's talking of what's in the spirit that's stored in the gray matter. See, impersonating upsets them. Listen, whatever that truth is that he's talking about here, is, whatever it is, there are those that are reprobates, those who oppose it. And remember, the sign of the prophets, the signs of the prophets of Matthew 24 goes from the prophets to the false teachers of 2 Peter. I believe it's the 3rd chapter. We'll soon find out. 2nd chapter. But there were false prophets also among the people. Your Korah, Dathan, Abiram. Even so, there should be false teachers among you who privately bring in their damnable heresies that bring destruction and judgment that God cannot overlook. What is it? The Great Tribulation. What if everybody took to the understanding, as Israel could have took to Christ? They'd have been that holy nation. But they didn't. Neither does this age. So the millennium is aborted for 3.5 years. And judgment sets in, bringing swift destruction. Many, it says, denying the Lord that bought them, refusing him, turning from him. So he's not here. Oh, well, he always was here. What are you trying to tell us? Since Pentecost, it's always the same. Oh, yes, always been here. You can't tell him anything. You can't tell him anything. There's no way. If he always here, he always was here. How come he comes down? See, they don't understand English anymore. Deny, refuse, say no to the Lord. And then it tells you what's going on. The Balaams, the money grabbers, all of these things. Then they get to the point of saying the rapture, as Brother Branham taught it, is pure hogwash. Why, he just made himself somebody. And the women prophetesses get up and prophesy against it. The Amy McPhersons, so many further miles down the toll gates to hell that is pitiful, impersonating all the kinds of things to upset the people. Now, 2 Peter 2 and 15. I think is what I want. I'll soon find out. Which have forsaken their right way, gone astray after the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. All right, 2 Peter 2:15 is not 2 Timothy 3 and 8. I made a little note there. Let me see if I'm right on it or not. You know I could be wrong. 2 Timothy 3 and 8. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. Now, not the same people. But it's the same thing. In other words, it's the same time. See? Because it was in the Exodus, getting out to go in. See? That first of all, Jannes and Jambres stood up. Then came Balaam. Then came Korah, Dathan, Abiram. Prophets. Powerful men. magicians with poison, impersonators of a true prophet. Then it says, watch your teachers. Why? Because they got itchy mouths waiting for itchy ears and itchy palms to get the money. They only knew they could trust God. What a joy it is. And then if this rapture, which proves our comments on paragraph 34, that says when Moses, Alpha, went to Egypt to deliver, type of rapture, Alpha, the children of Israel, type of the bride, with a stick in his hand for vindication, Brother Branham had the sign, with the God of heaven behind him, he performed miracles. There came the impersonators. Right? All these came. Now then if this rapture, talking about here in verse 3, chapter, in paragraph 34, which is coming to pass, not going to come, is in process. And anything that God has in line of His Word, there's always something to come out to upset that if they can. It's what Satan's purpose to do that. It's Satan's purpose to do that. Now, to upset God's plan. This is part of Matthew 24:24, because the elect have Matthew 24:27. And Matthew 24:24 just stands out there. Watch the false prophet. Then it turns right around and said, go ahead and watch them. You're going to get taken anyway. You'll get sucked right in. Their vacuum cleaner is so powerful. With this great revival coming on to turn the world to God. Hallelujah. Suck you all in. Why, Brother Vail, don't you know the Catholics are reading the Bible? So what? What's it done for the Protestants to read the Bible? They might as well have not had it. Because they're going to miss the rapture anyway. Because they took creeds and dogmas. And say, well, we're above the Catholics. Hogwash, are 10 feet below them. You are too, because the Catholics are going to lead the whole bunch. Don't think the Protestants know anything. They're stupid, ignorant, and what have you. The Catholics are the smart ones. Sure. This is a part of Matthew 24. This thing that upset. But the elect, they've got the light. They know what to do because they have Matthew 24:27, because they know it takes the presence. And it's the presence that comes as light. And this subject has been lightened about. I told you about back in the days of Dr. Charles Fuller and Sperry Lewis Schaefer. Oh, Fuller, he was going to tell all the dope on the rapture. Oh, yes. Now I'll pat myself in the back. Now, you folk, you think you heard something about the rapture. Now, the thing is this. There's a lot of pro and con. Is it before? Is it after? Is it in the middle? What is it? And he gets up and going to tell us. Well, that old boy died not knowing that on that doctrine he was a phony. But that doesn't make him a phony. But he shot his mouth off. And he's the reason why the Pentecostal age and the Western age can't make it. Because they weren't in the truth of it. I'm sorry. Like Brother Branham said. He said that these Moses came on the scene. And he said, now listen, we'll slay the lamb. And we'll put the blood on the lintels and on the doorpost. And they said, oh, great rabbi, that's the thing to do. The rabbi said, now, why don't you do it? Oh, I believe it's the thing to do. I believe it's wonderful. Put the blood there. He said, then put it there. Oh, well, I think it's wonderful. Yap, 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 yap. We'll never do a thing about it. See? Let's face it, that age couldn't apply what's for this hour. The blood only obtains in the light. If you walk in a wrong light, the blood isn't there. Fellowship's not there. Worship's not there. I proved that by sermon 17 years ago about. 15 years ago. Bill knows. Norm knows. You were there. Now, we'll get in here and show it to you. Now, he said it's Satan's purpose to do this. See? To throw a phony light on the rapture as it was back there. Now, just a minute. Didn't he say the same thing about the seven seals? Well, he sure did. Well, don't worry. We'll get that a little later on. Paragraph 36. As the brother here from the meeting up here at Las Vegas said, Satan, he said the world was his dominion, and that being his headquarters up here, that's Las Vegas. That's not really true. I don't care what Las Vegas does by reason of crime or anything else. Rome is the headquarters. Because Las Vegas can't do anything. It's going to buckle. When Rome says buckle, they'll buckle. They'll find their slot machines don't turn the money unless you put something in them. It'll be gold. I know that Satan is the god of this world. Now, just a minute, brother, sister. Let's read the next sentence. Every nation under heaven is controlled by him. That's exactly. How exactly? Because the same prophet said, I think, in communion. Maybe no. No. Another one. One word off is Satan's kingdom. Now, then, what about the rapture for one word off? Where are we going? Now, listen, that doesn't mean just one word. That means changing it. I've said that for years. I finally found one place where Brother Branham said it. I forget where it is. Don't ask me. I don't remember anything. I lose the notes I make, so, but I can tell you flat, he brought it up. I knew he had to, because I could throw a double negative in there. It doesn't change a thing. So it's not one word adding. It's one word added that throws it out of continuity, and one word can do it. So don't you dare take a thing out of continuity. Now remember, the subject is the rapture. Are you offering the rapture? You're in the wrong kingdom. You're making claims that won't hold. Now look, either this is the rapture or it's not the rapture. I don't care how my fellow preachers read it. Why do you think I don't go on the road anymore? You ought to know by now. Why do you think I don't even want to bother preaching anymore? You ought to know by now. It's a tough road. This world belongs to Satan. But Jesus will take it over. Hallelujah. And if I'm not one word off, I'm going with him. Satan offered it to Jesus one day, and Jesus refused it. But he said, because he knew he'd be heir to it when the times came. See? Now listen, scoffers. What's he talking about? Those in Satan's kingdom. One word off. Right? I don't want to be unkind, but come on. What are we talking about? Tell me. Are you sure?
Amen.
Then don't let your minds wander. See? Getting out of here. You want to get out of here?
Amen.
I hope we do. Scoffers. Let's just take a few minutes on that one word before we go further. Scoffer. You can tell about these scoffers. I was reading a paper about 2 weeks ago in Tucson that where some Englishman from England had made a statement. Now, he's going back to the Wesleyan age and the other ages and the Pentecostal. You watch. But he's talking about us. Relative to it. It was in the headlines of the paper that the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was only a fake between Pilate and Jesus that he came to make just to make himself something. Now, what's he talking about? Thank you. Well, he said, no, brother, that's crucifixion. You're wrong. He's illustrating, but he's talking about the rapture. You follow me? Okay. Still love me? I don't care if you do or not. You better be scared of me. That's what all I want. A little fear, a little respect, and then we'll get the love later. Because you'll find out I don't lie to you. No, sir, I don't ask for your money or anything else. You want your money back? Tell me how much you gave me. I'll give it back to you. You say, well, I sat in your church and listened. What do you want to get paid for? Tell me, I'll pay you. I'm not kidding you. You think I'm bluffing, making a joke. Don't ever think I'm bluffing. Don't ever think I'm bluffing. Because there's a spirit to this thing, brother, sister. There's a spirit to this thing. I could tell you something, but it's all right. You'll get it later on. All right, listen. He says, what they believe about the crucifixion, what they have faked in their own minds by being the scoffers of Satan's kingdom. There's no way that we could disprove that to them. Because all the things of God is received by faith. We must believe it. Now, he went ahead to give a description of how it could be done. That man that said that. Now, notice carefully here. This is my own thought. He is comparing the crucifixion to the rapture. Now, Jesus Christ was really there doing what had to be done in the sacrifice. And they say it's faith. Now then he's got to be here doing something that people are going to call a faith. To crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. Because after this comes the burning. When the rapture takes place, the burning takes place. You understand what I'm saying? You don't. Or do you? Do you understand you're going to burn? The whole path of death. I'm not burning them, my brother, sister. I don't have a thing to do with it.
Amen.
You say, well, if we really believe, you ought to be out there screaming to them. How are you going to scream to what's lost when the prophet said, I don't pray for America? I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm just telling you. I don't excuse us for not praying or anything else. We're rotten to the core by being indolent. Not serious enough. Well, how serious are we? You have to just remember my preamble when we shut the tape on. Now, this faking, they're going to say about the rapture. What if I should be out of here? Well, they say they'll fake it. Well, bully, I don't care what they say as long as you get out of here. Now, listen. Here not long ago, that great nation, London, in England, where John Wesley, church age messenger to number 6. And many great preachers of the early days, Spurgeon, them that preached the gospel in Haymarkets, everywhere, that was Whitfield. Went out there and showed Wesley how to do it, out in the hayfields, preached in fields to thousands and thousands. Everywhere there, they turned down that message of their day, and look what they are in this today. The crucifixion is a phony. He said, there's where Brother Williams is tonight. It's one of the lowest degraded countries in the world. I've been over the world. I don't even think it's so illegitimate as England. It's as Billy Graham said the same thing. Why he had to take his wife from the parks. How the acts between men and women were in publicly in the park. What about when the students up in Chicago did it? Out in the streets. What's the difference them in the streets and pornography on the film? When I was there, I never saw such a thing would break a person's heart any more than what was going on in England, which had the opportunity and one time led the world in Reformation. What about Pentecost? We'll talk about that later on, the big fire burning. Just showed how it can fall. But you see what that does. The message that went forth then, the Englishman tried to hold to the same message for today. And what is the message on the rapture that came out of England? Under the Irvingites. A woman in a dark room fell on the floor in a trance, spoke in tongues and interpreted. And out of it came the false doctrine of the true rapture. And they hold to it right today. Fundamentalism. And Satan has already done great damage. So that those who believe wrong cannot make it. He'll do everything he can for you and me that we won't make it. That's why everybody's screaming, conduct, conduct, conduct. I showed you over in Columbus 15 points and 14 were not conduct. One was on how they behaved. The rest where they went off. As Eve went off in unbelief, one word. That won't work today. It won't work, he said. No, that message won't work. They had it wrong, see? What if Moses would have come and brought Noah's message? We'll build an ark and float down the Nile. In other words, what if you tried to take the Alpha and take a message of the ark when there wasn't going to be a flood? There wouldn't be waters come down. There'd be waters rolled back. It wouldn't work. Two different things. We'll build an ark and float down the aisle. See? So therefore, all previous teaching on the rapture is out. He said it wouldn't work. Neither would Jesus' message have worked by Moses. No way. Moses couldn't bring it. He typed it. Neither Wesley's message worked in Luther, Luther's message vice versa. And today, our last great Reformation was Pentecost. Now, we'll just keep reading. And today we're moving from that. The Pentecostal message won't mix with this because it's another day. It's all the Word of God, but it's building. And it wasn't time to incorporate that. See? Men like Rotherham, truly full of the Holy Ghost, from the last age knew you'd have to wait and find out what certain things were in the Bible. I don't care if it proves your presence or anything else. The prophet said God reveals His Word and interprets it by manifesting it, bringing it to pass. Those people that say they believe this message, turn that down flat. Merciful God. Listen. I wasn't the one, he says here, let me get it for you. I wasn't the one that appeared down on the river. I was only one standing there when he appeared. He said, oh, he didn't appear. He didn't appear. See how they go? Just start denying one thing, and you add a word, and you add a word, and you add a word, until the whole book is thrown at you. Why does this age end this way? Because the cup is filled. Amen. They've taken every rotten, wrong thing ever said. And abused it. Now, it's the Word of God building. Like feet arms coming up, it's forming a bride for the rapture. Then it takes this message and truth on the rapture for the bride to get into rapture. I'm sorry, but that's what he's saying. Oh, brother, there you don't know. He's only drawing our attention to it. Oh, now we believe there will be a rapture. All Christians believe that. So Brother Bannon says, now I've got this great subject, and it's very alarming, and I'm going to tell you things. And he said, because you people don't believe in a rapture. You know, I'm tired of them making, I realized William Branham had only 7 grades education. I wish I'd have got out of school that smart in grade 12. And they aggrandize him. Oh, great prophet. Then they make a fool out of him. I don't understand that. That's like a woman saying she loves her husband, and then as soon as she gets behind his back, tells every rotten thing about him, from their sex and everything else on, and a man does the same thing. Not even human. You ever see a gopher do that in his mate? Or a beaver splash the water with his tail to make sure all the beavers come running to listen to his gossip about his wife? Of course, she flaps her tail in the water, bang, to get all the female ladies coming to gossip. Not even animals do it, let's face it. No wonder James said what he said. Well, we won't go into that. Now, he's talking about messages. And the message that forms for the rapture wasn't there previously. It was their building to it. But it couldn't form it. For they without us could not be made perfect. And we're living. All right. So see, it don't. Don't displace them people back there. They live to their message. All of them will come out that was in the bride. Just like life going through a stalk of wheat. It leaves the wheat the hull, but the wheat forms itself like the wheat of grain that fell in the ground. And this is the time, not that the resurrection forms the wheat, but we standing here form a wheat. Without dying. Alright. The body for the rapture is built from feet up. Each word age built that part of the body. And it's all of it word. But it's different parts, such as arm and trunks, etc. And but they're all part of the same flesh of the word. But they're all positively different. The same life through the genetic code of the sperm and the ovum makes a body. Right. And it forms itself in a certain area first. And then it moves until ready for delivery. So does this life that's come up through the church ages. They weren't ready to move out. This is moving out time. Watch your alphas and omegas. Here not long ago, I was reading a book that some German wrote in criticism. He said all of the fanatics of the world, William Branham tops them all. Nothing but a magician. That's how he does those things. See, the man not knowing. The man was a critic. Scoffers. He didn't even believe in God. He said a God that could set up in the dark ages, hold his hands, or fold his hands, or hold across the tummy, and laugh at a bunch of Christians being martyrs. And his own disciples were supposed to be mothers with little children, and things and let the lions eat them up and never turn to hand. You see where the carnal mind, where education and things can't catch the vision. That corn of wheat had to fall in the ground. Now, remember, important, how Brother Branham keeps trying to get to them. There is a word for the hour, and it is a revelation of it, as it was with Luther and the rest of them, that take you in the rapture, for that is the subject. We were coming up to it. And the truth got the bride this far. And they say, well, if that's the case, there's no further truth. That's where they're wrong. It isn't that you add to the Bible or take from it. It isn't that the seals are something added to the Word. It's the revelation. And something's got to happen in this hour that it doesn't get perverted. And it won't in a bride. Now, just like Jesus had to fall to rise again, so did the church of Pentecost had to fall. Now, that's something that people can't get in their minds. That's a tough one. Now, if we can't get it, we're manure heads, reprobates. You say, how are we going to get it? Keep saying it. The church had to fall on the ground and die. The church had to fall on the ground and die. Bang, bang, bang. Hit your head. The greatest battle ever fought. Ask God to take a 4x4 and you take one to hers too. The greatest battle ever fought. The church had to fall on the ground and die. Did the church fall on the ground and die? Ha! Yes. But thou wilt not leave my soul down there. Remember, she types them all the way through. Jesus had 3.5 years. Put that down is one day for each church age. It was in the fourth church age that she went plumb under. The prophecy was gone. They had Jezebel. But it's got to come back. Because she's like her Lord. Now that's the key. The mind says she's in it. She liked the Lord. Yes, she did. Well, I don't know any verse for that. Well, she came out of him. You got to let your thinking go to the Word. In other words, you got to start a whole new chain of thought. Not just to refute anything, but to come to where he said. Now, I'm talking about this because he said these are the things that bother me. And if I figure I'm bothered, I figure just about everybody else is bothered. Not that everybody is bothered like me, but let's face it. One man can relate to another man or won't to another woman because they're human beings. They're one male, one female. It doesn't mean you're all perfectly just alike and every have just the same thing, but there's a thread that runs through that makes a man, a woman, and we've got the same thing in the bride. There's a thread that runs through. There's problems. It's right in the mind. Greatest battle ever fought. Faith in the mind. Faith doesn't does it. We'll get that later on. This whole thing here on Abraham. Can't meet you right now. Hold my. 7 minutes to go. Brother. 3 pages. Not even just 3 pages. All right. Had to fall on the ground and die in the dark ages. Any wheat, that, any grain that goes in the ground, it has to lay in that dark time to bring forth. But it started sprouting in Martin Luther. Why did it have to be in the ground and die? It had to lose everything but the life. So that when the light would hit it, it would start coming back right. But take the same process as what it went to go down. And remember, the bride fell by reason of corrupt mind. She became a prostitute unto God. The adulterous harlot wife. Through the mind. Wrong Jesus, wrong spirit, wrong word. She's got to come back in that order. So there it was. So that's your understanding now. It's cleared up, I hope. Come on through Wesley. No. But it started sprouting in Martin Luther. See? Come on through Wesley. Out into Pentecost. Out into the, now to the green. Now the denominational system they left behind their stocks. That's all. It's to be burned. Denominational system. But the real grain of wheat that comes out of each one of those reformations will be caught up in the bride. It all together will make the bride. Now we find out in England they impersonated the crucifixion not long ago. A bunch of those people, them long kids with long hair, hollering and calling Jesus daddy, oh such scum. Now you say that's not in England. Watch. What's in the paper here in America? Some doctor divinity from a fine school said the crucifixion was a fake. That's Schoenfield. Very brilliant, but very mistaken. Said that Jesus only tried to make himself like that. That he drunk this mandrake weed. We find in Genesis where it spoke of. It's a weed like marijuana or something. Found the Orient there. If you drink it, puts you to sleep. Maybe like you're dead, slump over. Every 2 or 3 days of time. In other words, put you under for 3 days of time in a coma. Now listen. He said they gave him vinegar and gall. It's all possible that was the mandrake weed. And when they did, they gave him that. He went to slump like he was dead. Put him in a tomb, and they laid him there. And after 2 or 3 days, sure, going back, he was awake, was all right. Said he went to India and died somewhere in ordinary death, trying to fake religion. The first place, that critic. What's the matter, people? See, it's just the day we're living. It's scoffers. See, the day to fulfill the prophecy. And he lashes out at it. The prophecy, the scoffers fulfill the prophecy. Now, the cup is now full. That's my thought. And the cream of the crop scoffers are here like the cream of the crop, very elected. God allowed his word each age. And each of those ages has to manifest. That's why you got this manifesting. And also foreordained men, that's in Jude, written to this end, have to fulfill every word. Every time he allotted his word, he allotted a man for it. 7 church ages. When he allotted Moses' time, he allotted Moses. When he allotted a time for the Son of God to be born, he allotted it to him. What about the day of the Son of Man? Who's he allotted to that? He can't come down. It's in spirit form. Got to take a prophet, right? Every age he lauded his men, foreordained. As the Bible said, nothing. If God's infinite, almighty, all-powerful, omnipresent, omniscient, why he knew all things at the beginning, so he knew. There's nothing out of cater. It's just us that thinks it is. Everything is running right. In other words, truth and error are here at the same time in the purpose of God as the cream of the crop elect and the cream of the crop of the reprobate. See? Most don't see this because they don't understand the true dispensational teaching of Brother Branham. They go back to Larkin and these guys that said, all right, in the first dispensation was innocence. The next one was conscience. The next one, human government. The next one was law. The next one was this or that. They're all wrong. There's dispensation of the Father, of the Son with the Father, of the Son of God, who was back there as Son of Man, Sonship and Fatherhood, and now back as Son of Man, and then comes Son of David. This is true dispensational teaching. The allotted Word and the manifestation of the Holy Ghost commensurate or in that allotted Word. Because the Word can't come to pass without the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost can't do a thing without the Word. Why? Because they're one. Come on. All right. Truth and error. All right, this leads us to paragraph 48, which I'm reading. Look back in his word and see what he's doing, then we'll have an understanding. See what? Moses and the first Exodus, the Alpha, to get to the Omega. I guess about time's run out. 5 minutes. Now just think. The first place, if that minister would have thought, when they put that vinegar and gall in his mouth, he spit it out. So if you believe one part of the record, believe the rest. If one part's manifested, the other's manifested. But you see, they can't wait for the unmanifested part to take place, though everything else preceded it to prove this would take place. All of Brother Branham's ministry pointed to the rapture, as I'm trying to tell you. Every vindication, everything he did pointed to the presence he's going to get us out of here. And this is what it pointed to. And because it hasn't happened, all they do is look back and look ahead. That string, there's nothing to it. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. If he came down here to shout, he came down here to raise the dead. Amen. He came down here to get us out of here. And I'm going to tell you, if he ain't here to get us out, I ain't getting out. I've been flapping my wings, God knows, and trying to get him. All I can go to hell that way. But I can't make the rapture. it up. Didn't take the first place. See, it's just scoffers rising. Can't or won't take the word, or they leave out a word, or this or that. Another thing, how did Jesus of Nazareth, how did his life fit every prophecy of the Old Testament? How could you have him doing everything he did when he was on earth and not be here? If he was here before, why didn't he do it? It's Exodus time. It couldn't have been without it being ordained to God. His life fit every prophecy of the Old Testament. Another thing, if those disciples had faked him, that why did each one of them die in martyrdom? Are we ready to die for this? Peter said, when he was his turn to die, he said, turn me upside down. I'm not worthy to die like him. Now listen, the rapture of the revelation will do the same to us. Remember when Peter gave the revelation of who you are, he later denied him. But when it came the time for this to take hold, what took hold of him, he died. There was a spirit to it. See? It was the lion spirit going into the calf spirit. And the man spirit has never gone to the eagle spirit. It's two separate things. You got to hit the eagle spirit. And when you do, brother, sister, you'll die for it. If you got to die. See? In other words, when the revelation becomes absolutely one with you, as it was not at that time with Peter, which it will become one with us, as the revelation of every age is one with the people, the rapture revelation, we are one with it. We're gone.
Amen.
Oh, you say, Brother Dale, I don't believe that. That's fine. You believe what you want. I'm gone. Amen. You say, hold it, hold it. I said, you hold it. Abraham believed a God who calls things which are not as though they were, who raises the dead. You say, if you believe Brother Branham said you're the spotless virgin bride, then you can believe you're gone. I like them both. They believed everyone sealed their testimony in their own blood. They believed him. They loved him. They gave his life for him. We get changed bodies. We're giving our lives this way too. If he was a faker, how would they have done that? See, the spiritual application. The people don't get it. What's he talking about? That's a spiritual application that you look in the Old Testament. And you look all through the Bible, and you see it, and you apply it right to this hour of the rapture. Possessed men. Okay, let's rise. Continue next Sunday. Don't forget now what we're going to do. Wednesday. She's coming up shortly. Heavenly Father, God of all grace and mercy, we thank you for your love. And Lord, that we may preach hard. I thank you, Lord, that I have not actually had in my mind any one particular person in such a way as to really zero in as I've done previous. Although those people in my mind were there in a form. But Lord, by your grace, you answer our prayers to go beyond those things. It's not man anymore. It's your word that has been given, the integrity of our God. And our integrity, Lord, if we're a part of that integrity. Heavenly Father, I believe you. I believe you, O God, as I've never believed you before. And I know, Lord, as never before, that when you send your power, it isn't by obedience. And I know if you don't send your power hasn't been sent. Then there's nothing that's going to be done, at least for me, that much I know. Because I cannot get out of here by my bootstraps or any other thing, Lord, that I would ever attempt to do. I've given up. But Lord, we look to you today. Looking back to that 27th Psalm that backgrounded it. Looking back to the enemies, looking on all these things, the scoffers, the whole thing. But our eyes are upon you. Lord God, we look to you for such an abundant mercy coming out of these little measures, hopefully of true enlightenment, as we talk about the things the prophet said here, that when we're finished, we will have done once and for all for thoughts of men or what men will do unto us. What does it matter? There comes a day, Lord, when all the memory of these things that gave us our complex with what we've done or what's been done to us is going to be forgotten by a bride when those who did it will lift up their eyes in hell and regret it. And I don't wish anybody any bad luck, Lord. But I guess I'd be less than human if I didn't believe your word that said all judgment is yours and you will repay. You got to help us, Lord. I'm terribly, terribly fallible in myself, Lord. And everything that lies in a human breast that tends toward a degradation, Lord, I admit to it. But I admit to something else, too. I admit to your spirit, your revelation. I admit to all these things, oh God, that I can admit to. Right down the line, I'm ready to put myself in a special position, Lord. By your grace, no such way. But I believe, God, you do deal with me, and I believe you deal with your people. And until you cast me away, for sure I'm not part of that rapture simply leaving me here, I'm going to stand with it. And by your grace, Lord, if I'm not a part of that, then I pray that something I might have said somewhere, which would be your truth, would be pertinent and valuable to those that are blind. But Lord, I cannot believe other than what I believe today. Somewhere, somehow, I see that resurrection. Somewhere, somehow, I see beyond, Lord, anything that is visible, and it doesn't matter anymore what is visible. By your grace, O God, I say this because not in my own strength, I'd be down the drain before I even walked out of here. So would everybody else. We commend ourselves to you, O God, to your grace, to your honor, to your glory, to your majesty, not to make us fighters of men, but to realize when the gates of hell rise up, the gates of truth also rise up. That those that love the Lord speak often one to another. Now, Lord, in this crux of that thing, speaking off one to another, help us now to change our very words and our very tunes into real solemn assembly, always solemnly assembled around you, that our words now become a matter of meat and of grace. Words of season, words of this message, everything else by the board. Father, by your grace, God, don't let me be wrong for 1/15 of 1/15 of a second. I believe, Lord, it's happening already somehow, that we are on our road to the unspeakable victory which lies in Jesus Christ. A bride that speaks nothing but that word, meditates on nothing but the word, and stands in her revealed faith. Lord, we've tried not to be scoffers. You know my own mind, Lord, when I said at that time, Brother Branham, this is the most peculiar and far out thing you've ever said. I don't think I can take it. But Lord, repentance set in, granted by the Holy Ghost. There's lots of tough things, Lord. I don't pretend for 1 minute before you I'd be a hypocrite before you and the people. Some of these things even today just drive me literally to a frenzy. But Lord, by your grace, my mind can calm right down and begin to take the things that you say, and the spirit and the soul can begin to absorb them until the very atoms become a life, alive with the life of this hour, rapturing faith, O God. Father, do us please now, Lord, help us in this last moment. In these days, Lord, months, whatever's left to us, because we know time is running out very rapidly. Just like when the tide runs in, runs out in some places, it's precipitous. Tremendous, tremendous, dangerous. Except to that which cannot be endangered. We pray, Lord, you guard our thoughts and our minds as never before. May we not only live in the light and the Spirit, but walk in it, O God. So there is no defense of ourselves, but there is that breath of proclamation
of the word of the Lord becoming our testimony, your thoughts, your words.